So the Rio Ferdinand thing is all over the newspapers, and everyone's getting the knickers in a twist about it, and just, you know, it just amazes me, the reaction to certain things from this show. And Alad and I were talking about it this morning, and Alad's like, so we just need to be, which the bane of my life. It's, if I had a catchphrase that everybody said to me, it would be this. Just need to be a little bit careful this morning. It's all I hear at the moment. And quite frankly, I'm getting so, so tired of it. Just gotta be a little bit careful this morning. So I'm delighted to say that Keith Allen is today's guest.
In the spirit of careful.
But that should be fine. The guy who drives me in this morning said, any interesting people on the show today, Chris? Said, yeah, actually, we have Keith Allen on the show today. Never heard of him. I said, oh, okay, Keith Allen. He's actually a brilliant... And he interrupted me and went, oh, he's the ventriloquist, isn't he? No, I think they find that's Keith Harris and Dolville. Keith Allen is somebody completely different. But wouldn't that be great if Keith Allen... You know,
and Keith Harris came in.
Well, no...
And Orville.
I'm thinking Keith Allen and Orville.
Yeah.
That would be a completely different act. Entirely.
Bad Orville. That'd be very funny.
Yeah. Oh, shut your face. I don't know.
No, it'd be worse than that.
Well, yeah. But I can't say it because it'll be all over the papers. And people who run these groups will be having a field day firing out press releases, getting publicity for their pointless company. You know, on the back of me.
Orville in effing and jeffing shock would be the headline.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Peter Bogey Picker from the Furry Fake Duck Society has said that our jokes are an outrage to furry ducks and their friends and supporters. And I should be taken off the air immediately for my words.
Why, only yesterday on Radio 1, JK and Joel were talking about milking ducks.
They're clearly duckist.
What is going on?
If you're a fan of ducks, then I'm asking you to boycott Radio 1 now and their highly offensive disc jockeys. Do you know, I don't understand it. And I've said this before, but I just don't understand. We live in a world where, you know, people... mow down others in their car or beat up old women for their pensions or drive cars through shop windows where the most horrible things are happening when people can't afford to feed themselves and people are being abused on an amazing scale. Yet Rio Ferdinand has managed to get in every single paper today by saying one word, which is apparently the most offensive thing you can say in the history of language itself. Whereas I don't agree, because I think if we really want to be offensive...
What would be your most offensive word?
Let me tell you now. Let me tell you, seriously, and this has been brewing for such a long time, these people, these namby-pamby people out there who make me so mad... Oh, I think it's an outrage. Chris Moore said that word on the air. Are you kidding me? In the year of our Lord, 2006, you get offended. Now, not necessarily yesterday, what Rio said. I don't think he meant anything by it. I don't think... there's always this thing where... I personally wasn't offended by what he said yesterday. I don't think he said anything... I don't think he meant anything by it. However... That doesn't necessarily mean it's right or wrong. And if you were offended by it, again, doesn't necessarily mean you're right or wrong. But if you're offended, you're offended. There's nothing you can do about it. But I just think... I know some bad words. I really do. And I've got to be honest, and this may... You know, I might lose a lot of listeners out of this. I occasionally use bad language in real life.
Sometimes in the pub and everything.
Yeah. I've heard Carrie... say actual swear words before. I still work with her. I still talk to her.
Do you say
you know
in the
why?
Morning,
because I'm not a child. What?
You say them in the pub or at night, not over the breakfast table or on the way to...
What? Honestly now, Alan, if you said a mild swear word, what do you think would happen to the economy of this country?
It would keep going, probably.
Nothing would happen. I think we should do it. I think at 8 o'clock we should all say the worst possible word we can think of.
Any chance we can wait till Rachel comes back for that feature?
No. At exactly 8 o'clock, just before the news.
Elton John's making a surprise appearance to donate his words.
Elton, come on in. Pete from Big Brother, take a seat. Bernard Manning, Chubby Brown, you're more than welcome. Come on in. The sausage rolls are plenty.
Quite a moving speech.
I tell you,
people are driving cars through shop windows.
That would be known as the sausage rolls are plenty speech. Yeah. I liked it.
It was up there.
It's rousing, wasn't it?
But they do. Do you remember the old days when you used to break into a place? Right? I'm from Leeds.
Oh, okay.
You get to all these things. It's like when you go to school, it's like history, PE, breaking and entering.
Ram raiding. Right?
But what you do is they used to, you know, you'd be in art form. You go around the back for a start.
Okay.
You try and find a building with a fire escape, you know, and then, you know, you'd have a little back door with one of them windows in.
So this is like a guide to crime. On
the now, they
and
go
now
straight
they just
through the front.
Straight window. Yeah. What's the point of that? They've taken the skill out of the whole thing.
You just reverse a transit van straight through the shop front. That's why they have those pillars outside, you know, the office.
Do?
Yeah, of course it is.
It's cheating then, really, when they do that.
Of course it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the big steel pillars outside the off licence. That's to stop you reversing a van through.
You know, if you wanted to be clever, you might hide yourself in the building, in the shop, you know, wait till they close it and everyone goes, and then jobs are good and you've got the whole place to roam free.
It's like those that don't bother with trying to be careful with cash machines. They just go straight through the wall with a JCB.
Oh, God, that was a bit...
There's your out.
JCB. Can't say that's advertising!
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, I mean a generic digger.
Radio 1's comedic Dave yesterday offended millions and millions of people by putting three letters of the alphabet together and inadvertently advertising a major corporation. Dave said, I'm really, really sorry. Please accept my apology, JCB. Thank you very much. Oh, I've done it again. What am I thinking? Oh, no. Right, that's rat number one over with. I have many more still to come. Oh, and Keith Allen and Orville coming up. I was just about to launch into the mother of all rants once again, with people texting me about things which aren't my fault. Not everything in this world is my fault, by the way. I've quickly become enemy number one, and I want to put a stop to it. And honestly, realised I think someone meant to text GMTV by mistake.
Ah, because we have similar text numbers.
Yeah.
Like last week when they were sending us names for their giraffe. Do you remember they were naming a baby giraffe in the zoo, and they wanted us to read out Gerald and Gary?
What was the giraffe called in the end?
I don't know.
I never did find out.
So what are they blaming you for now? Or is it just...
My mother lost her job in a shop and lots of other shops are closed or closing down since Tesco opened in our small Welsh town.
That's not...
It's not my fault!
It's not ram raiding,
it's not Rio Ferdinand's fault either!
Mm.
You know what I mean? Anyway, I don't really know what to say about it. So I'm hoping that was aimed at GMTV and it's just come to us by mistake. I'm not responsible for the opening or closing of any shop, in fact, in any town, village or major land throughout Europe, believe it or not.
You're just here for entertainment.